core doctrines. Ineffective assistance of counsel. This doctrine, rooted in the Sixth Amendment, provides a basis for challenging convictions when an attorney's performance falls below a reasonable standard and prejudices the defendant's case. Actual innocence. While not technically a doctrine, the concept of actual innocence is often a prerequisite for certain forms of post-conviction relief, such as habeas corpus. Brady Rule. This doctrine mandates the prosecution's disclosure of exculpatory evidence to the defense. Failure to do so can lead to the suppression of evidence or even the reversal of a conviction. Fruit of the poisonous tree. This doctrine excludes evidence obtained illegally or in violation of constitutional rights, and it can extend to evidence derived from that illegally obtained evidence. Additional doctrines. Double jeopardy. This constitutional protection prevents a defendant from being prosecuted twice for the same crime. Speedy trial. The Sixth Amendment guarantees a defendant the right to a speedy trial, and excessive delay can lead to dismissal of charges. Confrontation clause. This clause guarantees a defendant the right to confront accusers. Violations can lead to the suppression of evidence or reversal of a conviction. Exculpatory evidence. This is evidence that tends to exonerate a defendant, and the prosecution has a duty to disclose it. Post-conviction relief procedures. While not strictly doctrines, post-conviction relief procedures provide the legal framework for challenging convictions. These procedures vary by jurisdiction but typically involve habeas corpus petitions, state-specific post-conviction relief statutes, or quorum nobis proceedings. Doctrines related to lower court convictions primarily focus on the avenues for appeal and review of decisions made by trial courts. These doctrines ensure fairness, accuracy, and consistency in the legal system. Key doctrines. Standard of review. This doctrine outlines the level of deference an appellate court gives to a lower court's decision. Standards include de novo review, no deference, clearly erroneous standard, fact-finding, and abuse of discretion, discretionary rulings. Harmless error. This doctrine states that an error made by the lower court does not necessitate reversal if it did not affect the outcome of the case. Plain error. This doctrine allows appellate courts to correct errors that were not objected to at trial if the errors are so fundamental that they affect the fairness of the proceedings. Double jeopardy. This constitutional protection prevents a defendant from being prosecuted twice for the same crime. Speedy trial. The Sixth Amendment guarantees a defendant the right to a speedy trial, and excessive delay can lead to dismissal of charges. Confrontation clause. This clause guarantees a defendant the right to confront accusers. Violations can lead to the suppression of evidence or reversal of a conviction.